The organization Missouri Immigrant and Refugee Advocates, also known as MIRA, is presenting their third annual visual exhibition, The Missouri Immigrant Experience, Faces and Places, at Old North Restoration Group from November 9th through December 2nd. The photography exhibition features the images of local photographers Juan Montagna and Bosnia native Amela Sinajak, in addition to historical photographs provided by the Missouri Historical Society. I sat down with Joan Suarez, chair of MIRA, and Montagna, who immigrated to the United States from his native Colombia 12 years ago, to talk about what ways immigrants in the city and state are and are not represented in society. First, Montagna, who came to St. Louis in 2005 for graduate school and also works with MIRA, shared his immigrant experience with additional insight from Suarez on her views of the show.
I moved to the United States when I was 23. That's about 12 years ago. And I came on vacation, like thinking to take 6 months out of college, you know, learn English, see the world. I went to New York and I met my wife there and I stayed. Then I finished college there and came to Missouri, to St. Louis, to do graduate studies in Washington University. And that's how I got to St. Louis, yeah.
What do you like about Missouri or like about St. Louis?
I like the pace. Family connections are very strong. I feel there's a lot of things that need to be done. There's a lot of problems. And even though I don't like the problems, I like the fact that they make me do things that I think are important.
What types of problems?
Segregation, racism, intolerance towards immigrants. The city is very empty. You know, there should be a lot more people living in the city.
How do you feel that an exhibition like this will help create conversation?
Well, I think one of the most important reasons why people are not friendly to immigrants or sometimes are not friendly to other races is because they don't have enough contact. A lot of our communication depends on our understanding of body language. And when you are from a different culture, then you don't have that. But now that I've been here for a long time, I understand what people mean when they move in a certain way. So I think an exhibit like this brings people's facial expressions and people's way of walking and talking close to people. It's about human contact.
The whole history of immigration kind of is repeating itself these days, and the images in the show are intended to get people thinking about those connections.
Do you feel that Hispanics are well represented in the city, in St. Louis?
I don't think they're very well represented politically.
Okay. Except for Mira.
You know, we're still in the process of creating a strong, organized Latino and immigrant community. I think we've done a lot of work towards that, and we have gotten far from where we were, but there's still much more to do.
You know, the immigrant population in St. Louis and the metropolitan area is very diverse. The largest number of immigrants in the area are Bosnian. You know, we've got better than 60,000 Bosnians in the St. Louis area. And we're the largest settlement of Bosnians outside of the country itself in the world. There is a very large Asian community in St. Louis. Organization of Chinese Americans, one of our affiliates, one of the groups that is part of MIRA in this coalition, represents probably, I'd say, 700-800 families in the area. Of course, we have, as in many parts of the country, we have a fairly large-sized Vietnamese population. But Juan's absolutely right. There is not good representation, public representation, for any of those communities. That is, if you take a look at City Hall, or if you take a look at the state legislature, or any of the county, any of the places that that folks are elected to office in order to represent folks, we're still almost devoid in the state of Missouri of immigrant communities having folks who look like them or who sound like them in public office.
We are represented in the business community. Mm-hmm. If you look at Cherokee Street, there is businesses by at least 10, 15 different nationalities. There is some Mexican businesses, there is some Guatemalan businesses, Lebanon, Turkey, Chinese, there's some African, there's two African businesses, and the list goes down. If you look at Grand, we have a lot of Vietnamese, Korean, Thai, all different levels of skill, all different levels of income, and from all different places, from all kinds of places in the world. So we are a city of immigrants.
When people see these photos and they see these images and they go and visit,
what do you want them, what type of discussion do you want to be created?
I hope they realize that the people that they see in the photographs are the people that they see every day, that they look at the historical pictures and realize that the way is now is the way it's always been, and the wealth and wonders that we have right now have been done in part by a lot of immigrants that have come here and have made the city what it is. And I hope that people will go out with the willingness to interact more, do more business, and be better friends of immigrants.
Juan's right. If people see images and relate to those images and understand that it's both historical and it's now, then it begins to change attitudes. When you ask somebody if they know an immigrant and they say no, they may begin to think about that differently. Many times they know lots of immigrants, they just aren't conscious of that going on. And we want them to be more conscious of it. We want them to be more welcoming in terms of new Americans and folks who come here in order to have a better way of life for themselves and their families.
The exhibit will open with a reception on November 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Old North Restoration Group. For more information, visit facebook.com/the Missouri Immigrant Experience. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.